we're speaking with Reverend Pat Baranski, and again, the name of the book is The Simplicity of Faith, Part 1, Detroit, Michigan to Watertown. And Reverend, you and I talked about this off the air. We talked about your growing up and the lessons you learned from your father. Tell us about that.
Yes, he said, I'm going to have sessions with you on Saturdays, and if you want a good life, you listen to what I tell you. And find out what people need. So I did, and I ended up having my own business. I sold bait, I caught bait and I sold it, and I cut lawns and I picked up pears and whatever I could help neighbors with, and they'd pay me and tell me to come back. And so I did that and saved money and used it wisely. And I wasn't like the other people that were so prejudiced that would stop me from coming because I didn't happen to be German. And so the people on the next block were British and European, and I got along good with them, and I found out things in the community that I could do to help people, and they liked the way I did it, and they'd pay me.
And your dad had a nickname for you. He called you my little entrepreneur, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Just because that's exactly what he instilled in you. And then the fact that also you could deal with so many people, which makes sense when we talk about your book, The Simplicity of Faith, Part 1, Detroit, Michigan to Watertown, is how did that journey start for you? Becoming a reverend?
When I was in high school, about three semesters, this girl ended up sitting in front of me because they would set the kids up alphabetically or something like that. And she had beautiful hair, and she was always inviting me to church. And I think I mentioned it in the book, but the church that I came to Christ in, back then you could put your sign as close as you could get it to the road, and they'd put it on both sides so I'd see it twice a day. I saw it six times. There's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So I told my wife about it. I said, I'm going to check this church out. So I went, after seeing that for a week, I went to the church, and he gave an altar call to come and accept Christ. I stood up and I looked across the aisle, and there was this girl that kept telling me when I was in high school she was praying for me. So I put my coat up so she couldn't see my face as I walked forward to accept Christ. And I did. I came back and I told my father, and he says, that's a good thing. And my mother got hostile and blamed it on my wife. My wife was on the landing of the stairway carrying one of the kids, and she took her shoe off and was going to hit my wife, and I grabbed her arm so she couldn't hit Ruby. And my dad looked at my mother and said, you had that coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And for your family, too, for the background, so people know, I mean, in your household, your mom was Catholic and your father was Jewish.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the day that the priest was going to confirm me, my father grabbed his arm, and that didn't go well with my mother, but, you know, that's just the way it was. I was just a kid being there in the middle of their squabble.
Oh, did we lose her again?
No, we got you. And so, again, the Reverend, it's so interesting to hear how that all happened. And what's interesting is some of what happened in the journey along the way, like your relationship to the Green Bay Packers. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, that was after I had come to Christ, and we moved to Wisconsin, and we lived on a farm there, because I stood for my faith, and there was only 138 people in that little town, and they were all Catholic, so they were kind of hostile towards me, and I was a Packer fan. And I went to work at the cannery, and when I was working at the cannery, I met some of the Green Bay Packers, and they invited me to their prayer meeting. And so I went from the cannery down to the college, right? And I went to Central Seminary.
No, I
No,
didn't.
Maranatha. Yeah, I went to Maranatha Church, and then after that, I went to Central Seminary.
So it has been an interesting life, and how you were called and you knew, and did you find your way and just get better and relate to people as you went along, no matter where it was that you lived?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, because, well,
Tell her about your Navy, your duty.
okay, well, when I tried to join the Navy and I fell asleep and didn't pass the test. So they told me to, I don't know, you can come back, try again. But so what I did is I joined the Guard, Army National Guard, and I got sent to Fort Knox, Kentucky. And they were filming Goldfinger when I was there. And I came back, and let's see, I had joined the Navy, and I passed the test that time, and I had 2 weeks of terminology training, learning the difference between the Army and Navy, and then 6 weeks of mail handling. And somewhere along the line, when I came back, I went to the place where I used to, there was a dance hall on one end and a pool hall on the other. I used to go there to shoot pool in a little town. And I went in there and I saw this young lady that was sweeping the floor. And I thought, So I went over there and I asked her if she wanted to dance with me. She put her broom down, and I went over and put a dime in a jukebox, and I hit an old popular song then, Going to the Chapel. And that's where I met my wife.
Oh, I love that story. That's how you met Ruby. Wow, that's a great story. When people read your book, The Simplicity of Faith, Part One, Detroit, Michigan to Watertown, what do you hope they take away?
The simplicity of faith, which is what all the writing was about, coming to Christ and how it changed my life, where I became closer to my father and my mother became hostile. And then and I grew spiritually and together, and we prayed things through. And everything we did, so we do the right thing at the right time in the right way.
I like
So,
that. Wow, that's a perfect place to end this. Reverend Bransky, get this book. It is powerful. And the story, I mean, the simplicity, the lines through it, and just what we talked about there, you'll get that real glimpse of it for sure. Reverend, thanks for coming on.
okay.
Wow, the story of the Reverend Pat Bransky's life and where it led him is incredible. He's got the first book too. You can get that, The Simplicity of Faith, Part One, Detroit, Michigan to Watertown, Wisconsin. This story will just make you tear up, but where it ended up, incredible. Their daughter, Michelle, nicknamed Mickey, paralyzed at 18 years old. And it was just a year and a half ago she died. Boy, do we feel for the Baranskis. But this book was powerful. It led to them starting a company, Independence Plus. They helped so many people. They have 100 employees at it in Minnesota, all over the place. And what a gem, as they told me, their son-in-law, David, was through everything and just absolutely loved their daughter, Mickey. But Mickey was one of the reasons where they ended up where they ended up in The Simplicity of Faith. So you can get both of those terrific books on Amazon or wherever great books are sold for a song, my friends. And we thank them for coming on.